Speaking, but now I realize that I was speaking and I was the only one that was listening what I was saying. Oh yeah. Ah, okay.
So you mean you were,
I was muted.
You were muted.
Yeah. But I was muted by myself.
You were muted.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. I was saying to myself that there were a lot of questions last night and today, and guess more are coming. So yeah, wouldn't it be a bad idea to answer some of them again and again, and share some latest updates or yeah, anything else? What else we have? We have something, right? To some guests, I guess.
I think so. If I understood correctly, doesn't Fusion will join us later on ish. He's not here yet. So, yeah. I mean, first of all, I would say I think we can say a big thank you to everyone participating. We were absolutely flashed yesterday and still today are stunned, whatever you want to say, how fast the sale was filling. Never imagined that. So, yeah, obviously, this is a very nice position to be in. And, it's great to see that the whole process works, even though we understand for many people that are bidding the first time on pilot, it's not the easiest thing to understand, but I think it's worth it to get a feeling.
Yeah, tell me about it.
What are your thoughts? You
know? Yeah. Me, I am also a new guy, first time in pilot, like many others, and thanks that I'm having you and everybody else to support for my questions. I also place my bids and stuff, so I learned some stuff. Now I can say that I understand most of it, but I had to spend some time, and given the questions from our people, I managed to have a better understanding right now. So I think
that's a good one. Okay, I see Dazen is here with the Fusion account. So we'll let you up in a few. I just want to, I thought we will recap what's happened. In the last, not even 24 hours, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think if we think back when we started yesterday, first, like always, the first 1-2 minutes, we had a little delay. But I think it's their time to say a big thank you to Fusion, giving props. Everyone who's listening and wants to build his own project, I really recommend speaking to them in terms of capital raises in different cases, because the support was perfect. Everything we had on the way, everything that was slightly off with the new system was fixed immediately, and we never had to worry. I think that's a great thing, especially in this blockchain world where some clicks, you never know what's happening.
Indeed.
So I think that's really a great thing. And this whole Kaiko process, I think probably doesn't have 1-2 words also for this, was just so smooth. It was really from the beginning till the end. They thought about about everything, right? Even adding automated in brackets processes to get your icons, your token icons to wallet registries and so on. So it's really a great tool. And besides some little hiccups, it worked flawlessly, which is great. Yes.
Yeah. What I want to tell you. I imagine that life was not like that before. Life, I mean, in token sales, right? I don't know how it was, but I guess there were what, order books and stuff, and how it was before. And for me, it's granted, you know, I see the pilot today and I'm thinking that's how it was. But was it like that?
No, there were many different attempts. Probably I don't know them all, but the most common one was you set a date, you set a time. Basically wait for people at this time to put in their money to get the token for a fixed price. So you would say the token is worth 10 cents and we sell for 40 million of it. And then, people come and first come, first serve. So it was easier in terms of the process because you have to put only in input a number and press a button. But it doesn't really determine the fair market price, and even though a fair distribution.
Mm-hmm.
But, then Pilot came into life, and I think there's obviously different nuances, styles that try to solve this. I think it's too much to go into now.
Yeah, by the way, I want to say that everything is working right now. I see the text is okay, the numbers are okay, everything is working, right?
Yeah, that's, for example, outstanding thing to mention. There was a little bit of problems with the description. So the guys, I don't know how their eyes look, but fixed this, so I was able to adjust it. So everything is going well, beside still the Sona wallet, as I think. I didn't see any additional update. So I think iOS Sonar might still be bad or not working. So everything is up. You have some questions, you said, especially directly to me, or shall I get dozen up and we answer them both?
Let's go, people to ask questions. I have some questions. Everybody should have some questions, hopefully.
Have some questions, if I understand.
I have one, at least.
Oh, okay. All right, then shoot.
Right now, let's imagine that I have 5K and I want to bid. If I bid to 96% right now, I'm going to get filled. I'm going to get 5K of tokens, or not? Right?
No, currently you get tokens. That is for sure, for that price, for the 0.00875, but not for the full amount. Right. So as you can see, there's a small gray bar. Which means this pillar is oversold, this discount. So everyone that put bids in there will get some allocation, but just not the 100% of the bid you placed.
And may I ask, why did I read that the 96 pillar or bracket, there are going to be 350K bids, and now I see there are only 236K bids, and it's oversold or overbid already?
I think if you look at the whole graph and the whole process, each pillar is a discount, and if you convert it, it's a price per token, right? And we at the end, we only sell 40 million token. And the allocation starts from the left, so from 0%. So you can think of, okay, at zero, we have a sale price of 21.875 cents. And we have at the moment a bid of 4.5K. So you can say let's say the rough numbers, if you divide 4.5K by the price, 875, which means this 0% pillar will get 20.5K NAMI tokens. And so there now there's 39,979,500 tokens left.
Okay.
So we move from discount to discount, from the left to the right. For this specific token price, how many token somebody gets, who put this bid there, until we have sold all 40 million tokens, which currently ends up, if we say in brackets, somewhere at three quarter of the amount that 96% would offer.
I think I get something. Okay, so yeah, please.
I would say this was my words. Perhaps Dazen can request to speak and just give a little insight, because I think this is the key thing to understand in his words.
Right.
Lay here. There we go.
It's waiting for the next block, right?
All right.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How's
Thanks
everybody
for
doing? Yeah, you're welcome.
I mean,
glad to be here.
You showed us your eyes on Twitter, and showed your mind. So we are excited. Didn't get a lot of sleep, even though it was not 2-3 hours, but it was more like five. But
But did the Fusion guys slept at all?
I cannot guarantee that they all slept. I got a couple of hours, and today has been fueled by caffeine mostly. Tonight hopefully will be a little more sleep than last night.
It looks going
great. Yes, it looks amazing. And very excited to see that we are now into the oversubscribed stage already, and I think the next 50 hours are going to be exciting.
Yeah, just because we are here again and we just talked about it. How would you, after describing it probably 100 times, describe this oversold process and what people can expect to see and might be able to do in the next hours?
Okay. So very simply, the oversubscription means that there are more bids for tokens than there are tokens. And it means that not all of the bids are going to get filled. And it means that the 96% silo, which has the little gray section, are the bids that are not going to get completely filled. All the other bids up to 94% from 0% will get their full allocation. They'll get everything that they have bid for. And the 96% silo is the one that will not get fully, completely filled. They will get partially filled. And the way that happens is it's not first in, first out. It's not by order of bids. Everyone who has bid in that silo will get the same proportion, no matter how big their bid is or how soon they put it in. They will, if it means that they're getting 75%, they will all get 75% of what they bid. And the unfilled part of their bid will be refunded to them after the sale ends.
Okay, so I think that this is great to know also that you can do all the calculations of moving around, and I think we'll discuss it also more over the next few hours. But when you are happy with one price, you can stay in there, and even if the pillar gets oversubscribed, you will get an allocation. Probably not 100%, but you will get one, and you'll get the rest back. So,
absolutely,
no worries.
So one way of looking at it is if you're exactly that. If you're happy with a certain price and you do not want to move to a higher price, then that just means that you are going to get some of your bid back in USDC and some of it back in tokens. Nami or Nami? How do you pronounce
Nami? I think Nami. I would say Nami.
Nami. Okay,
like,
so you'll
like
get some
tsunami.
Tsunami. And let's say so right now, for example, that 96% silo is partially is oversubscribed, and you're going to get partially filled. If you have a set number of tokens that you would like to get back, you just bid expecting a 75 or 80% full. And if you want $1,000 worth of tokens, then just bid more, $1,200 worth of tokens. And then you'll get 1,000 filled and you'll get 200 back.
Yeah, that's so smart.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if you see that the price point is moving to the left and you decide that you want to get completely filled and you're happy to pay a slightly higher price, then, you know, anyone with a spreadsheet and a little bit of maths can start working out how much they should bid in the 94 versus the 96 to get their average price down. Because that's what it's about, right? It's at the end of the day, it's about your average price.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't, if you're not the master of math, just ask the ChatGPT. Okay.
that is one way to go about it. another easy way of doing it is just make your bids in round numbers. So if you're going to bid $10 or $100, make all your bids in $10 or $100, and then it makes it a lot easier to kind of calculate what your maximum is versus the predicted amount, and then work out percentages.
Okay, so we got some insights already. So first is make round bids easier to calculate. And the second one is, if you see the pillar is not getting filled 100%, but less, you can still add another bid to get the same amount of tokens that you wanted before. So if you wanted to buy for 1K, like Dazin said, you can put 1.2K, for example, and you will get the 200 back.
Well, right now, if you bid, I'm just going to use $100 because it's a really easy number to work with. If you bid $100, Pilot will show you your maximum sale amount, meaning if you got 100% filled, that's what you would get. And then it does a predicted sale amount. And if that predicted sale amount is lower than the maximum sale amount, you can use those two numbers to work out a percentage quite easily.
Right. So
there is this column. Wow, just showed the column, predicted sale amount. Oh, thank you. It's in front of my eyes 20 hours now. Did you see it? Okay.
Okay. So that helps a lot. And then you can start working out, you know, you can have a look at what your predicted tokens are at the total at the bottom there, and you can then divide that by the total amount that you're going to be spending, which is also summarized at the bottom, and you can compare yourself to the average full price, which is for the entire, I think that I'm pretty sure, actually I'm sorry guys, I'm a bit tired, but I'm pretty sure that average full price is for the whole sale and not for the individual user. But you can then compare your average buy price to that. I need to just double check that.
Yeah, I think it's a great. I think it's a great number. I think, and when I checked, it was right. I checked the AQLA launch price on Finn, and it was the average fill price it closed. So I think you're right.
Yes, I remember something like that too.
Right. Okay. So it's a great number. Take this one, especially to the people that, no financial advice, but we're seeing a lot of bids around the whole range, so keep your eyes open, and at least at Thursday you can move your bids closer to the right side just by watching the bids, right? I see someone at 0% and I want to protect you, please move. Yes. Move to the right.
you need to join us on the other side. And I think it would be good to talk to everyone a bit about the delay activation and manually activating your bids, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, please do.
Yes,
that
yes, please, please.
Also, a very complex to right. explain.
Okay, so the reason the manual activation delay exists is to prevent a bot from just causing havoc with the bids. Because if bids could be created and then moved or cancelled at whim, it would just it would be a potential for disaster. So the manual activation delay prevents that to a certain extent. But what it means is that the very last hour of the sale, it is going to be impossible to create a bid and activate it in time before the sale runs out. This doesn't mean that you can't activate a bid in the last hour. You can activate the bid in the last hour, provided you already placed the bid more than an hour before that. So remember that unactivated bids don't show up. So my advice is, if you have the funds, and obviously that's a big if, but if you have the funds, place a lot of bids in places that you think you might want to activate them, and then, but do it before the last hour or the last 2 hours, so that as things start moving around, you can cancel and activate your bids right up to the very end, because you've already put them in and they have been there for the 60-hour delay period and they are now ready to be activated. That way you can optimize your position as much as possible without stressing out about like the delay period.
Okay, so what we can say is you can cancel, activate, and place a bid within this 1 hour. So there's no UI helping you, right? Like saying, please don't put the bid. But when you place a bid, you need to wait 1 hour. And if this is
exactly
after the sale has ended, yeah, you cannot activate it.
Right? Exactly.
But as you said, the interesting thing is to say, if you have the funds, for example, now still 96 looks attractive perhaps for people, even though you're not getting filled completely, you could place one there and you could place the same amount at 94.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't activate it and you watch the last hour what is happening, and in the last 5 minutes you decide for one of the both bids and cancel the
other. That's a hint, a tip. Okay, I will make it a tattoo.
So it just gives you more moves, really, because remember that canceling a bid is, there's no cost to you. To withdraw a bid is the cost of the transaction. There's no withdrawal commission or fee or anything like that. The only time that you pay is when you actually success, just like Orca, when you have a successful bid and you withdraw your NAMI, that's when you pay the commission. But to create and activate and cancel bids, it's a transaction cost. It's nominal.
Perfect.
I mean, so give yourself more options.
Thought of everything, huh?
We have not yet, but when we think of new things, we add them. And so yes, I think it's going to be a very exciting time when we see the dueling between 94 and 96.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a question, or maybe a couple. What is going to happen this hour before the last hour? Do you think, or do you expect, or you have seen a lot or the most movements happening at this time?
Yes, the most movement I think will happen in the second to last hour, because we'll see people either putting their bids in. So I think we'll have three types of bidders. You have the kind of fire and forget bidder, who is going to put his bid somewhere reasonably safe and then not try and move around. He's going to be the conservative kind of bidder. We're going to have people who are trying to move for the very best possible bid. So they've got like, they're all in on maybe one bid, and they're going to be moving that from one silo to another as they try and figure out where the best place to be is. And they'll just, if they get partially filled, they'll take it, because it's more important to them to have the lowest price possible rather than the most number of NAMI that they can get. And then we'll have the strategist, who will be placing bids all over the place in order to try and optimize their total amount of NAMI for the lowest possible average price. And we'll see most likely a flurry of activity in the last hour, because no one wants to show their cards too soon. And then in the second to last hour, and then in the last hour, while particularly in the last like 20 to 30 minutes, we'll see people canceling bids and activating other bids to try and jockey for best position. And that's the big risk, is the later you leave it, the more likely that it is that there aren't any movements after you. But if you leave it too late, then you might actually miss the transaction, might be too late to actually go through, and then you miss out entirely. So that's really what it is. It's like a game of chicken, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's really the game theory, right? I mean, I do you have the psychology and the strategy to keep calm and execute, or yeah, do you get into the storm of emotions?
And exactly. And the other side is, are you willing to take the chance that, you know, maybe your transaction is a couple of seconds too slow and you miss out entirely? So there's a risk reward balance for each person. And this is what makes this process like so cool, right? Is that for every single person, that risk reward balance is a personal one. They don't have to conform to what everyone else is doing, like an LBP or a FCFS type sale does. Like, because as you said, those are simple, and they have their place. I mean, Ignition is one of those platforms, and they have their place in the whole process. But this, everyone gets to choose their own place and their own strategy.
Yeah, and I think the individualism and enabling yourself to take your own decision is one of the reasons we are all in crypto, right? I mean, obviously, beside the gains everyone wants to make, but it's the freedom and the self. I mean, the responsibility, self-responsibility.
Absolutely. The sovereignty that comes with these decisions. You have no one to blame but yourself, or no one to praise.
Always. I have another question. May I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, last night, in 2 hours, the maximum number of bids I saw, it was 650K. So obviously, I don't know how this number is going to end, maybe less, maybe more, whatever. From your experience, what you have seen so far, this sale, how does it look?
It's very early to tell. It is a 72-hour sale. And we are only, we're barely a third of the way through. I think it's incredibly positive that we hit the target, I think, in the first hour or the first 2 hours. I think that's an incredibly positive sign. And I think that the fact that we're oversubscribed and we're now already in the strategic phase is also a very positive sign. But really, I think it's highly unlikely that a large chunk of the bids in there are not planning on having at least a portion of it still in the sale when it comes to the end. So I think it's very positive, but I think that, like everything, it's not over till the fat lady sings. So I don't think that we can count any chickens just yet.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot. That was very insightful. Okay.
Yeah, and I think it's just also important again to mention that all of these numbers, people can try to game other people. All right, so every bid can be retracted until the last second, which has an impact on everyone. And you can, for you listening after, you can choose to retract at the end or keep your bid or whatever, but it's your decision. Like doesn't say.
Yeah, nothing is final. Finally, it will be Thursday, 8 p.m. UTC. That's the final thing, right?
That's exactly. The final.
and then straight on to Finn and Bo.
Yeah, right. I mean,
which
we
is
have
awesome.
Time. So just tell us a little bit. I mean, you may use streamline the process, and I said it's very easy. But what? Yeah, how did you end up thinking of all of these? And I mean, 4,200 lines of Rust alone is some work, right?
Yeah. I'm not the genius behind the keyboard, but we've got some very big brains in our team, and basically through iteration and just talking through stuff and going back to the drawing board and starting again, we just looked at all of the processes of launching and realized that the sale is really one component. And it's an important one, obviously, but you know, builders, like they need to focus on building a great product, and all of this stuff can sometimes be a huge distraction, which is to the to the detriment of not only their protocol and their community, but the broader community they're building for. And we really wanted to make, so we looked at it and we said, okay, well, how many steps in the process can we actually take care of for them? Because you know, when someone's launching a protocol, very often it's one and done, right? It's the first one they do and they don't do another one. So it's not like you can be expected to be this expert on how to do it. But at the same time, we want to make it that anyone could go ahead and do it with very little guidance or instruction from us. And so little by little, we looked at the steps that that needed to be included. And every time we kind of came across one where it was like, okay, this is something that needs to be added into this process, because this was yet another thing that someone might have to stop working on their product to go and do, we tried to add it in. So getting a trading pair on Finn, for example, and I think it was mentioned, but when you use Pilot, you can do your entire tokenomics. So that includes a portion of the sale being dedicated to liquidity on the Finn pair, which is obviously a way for us to ensure that bad actors are discouraged from using Pilot, and good projects are able to reassure their buyers that there is going to be liquidity on the pair.
I think that's also one thing to point out. So you cannot, I can't remember, you cannot opt out of providing liquidity for your own token. So every launch that you will see onwards using Kaiko will always provide at least 10% of the proceeds and the tokens.
Yep, there's a 10% minimum. So a 10% minimum of the amount in the sale.
And I really think that's outstanding, because this means for everyone, whenever this Kaiko process is initiated, you can be sure there will be some liquidity to be traded, depending on the height.
Exactly. And it then also, there's a knock-on effect as well, right? Because then when the protocol is doing their tokenomics, they look at the size of the sale relative to the rest of the allocations, and they need to take into account how much they're going to be putting into liquidity relative to the total circulating supply. So it all kind of fits together. And the same was with the contract stuff. We realized that submitting a token to Cosmos Chain Registry was yet another task that was going to drag people away from building their product. So we've included it. So you can now do, yeah.
It's for sure. That is also one thing for me that I mentioned before. It's like, yeah, these small things and records, but you need to know them. And if you are trying to build out, then you need to speak to one, or I mean, if we speak to you directly, you will tell us what to do. But sometimes you don't do it. Sometimes you have contacts to other people, and yeah, you need to find all this information, which takes time and effort. That's why I think it's great. I have a question. Sam has a question for you. So they see in the total contract 730K. Someone was using the Finder probably, or the Sam was using the blue tab, and the bid's at 545K. So Sam is asking, is 140K not activated? So the difference, basically, if this is not activated between the sale, the funds in the contract and the visible total bids in the UI.
Yeah, I would need to confirm that with the guys, but my understanding is that would be unactivated bids.
If I understood part correctly, it's this.
Yeah, I smell more money are coming, but okay. I have another question for Finn. May I, please?
Sure.
So Thursday, 25th of April, 8 p.m. UTC, the sale is ending. And let's say everything goes well and the sale succeeds and ends. 8:01 UTC p.m. What would be the price in Finn, the first price? It's the average fill price or something else? How is calculated?
So the average fill price should dictate the liquidity that goes into the pool. But remember that Finn's an order book, so it's going to have to get bootstrapped with orders from users who are going to decide what the price is from there. And my assumption, because you know this is the first time we've launched Keiko, so Nami is the test pilot. But my assumption is that people are going to use the average full price as their anchor and the point at which they will either try and buy or sell Nami if they didn't get what they wanted in the sale.
I believe it probably will be right, since we are providing liquidity to Bo. The algorithm somehow needs to place orders in the order book. And I bet this will probably be around the average fill price in the first open candle, but I don't know. I think your guys probably have something like this in mind.
Yeah. And I think it'll probably be a bit volatile to begin with, and depending on the liquidity, and then it should settle down around that. But yeah, I mean, who can predict price? I'd be a rich man if I could.
Yeah, please not. Otherwise, there comes the regulator.
Okay.
No, I think we said it will be a short update. Now we are at 38 minutes. I think it's good
no,
for
that's fun.
Today here, right?
Yeah. I can chat for another 15 minutes or so if you'd like to.
Yeah, if anyone has questions, I mean, pop them in the chat if you want to ask something, come up. Otherwise, we will host some more. Oh, there's another question, I think. Need to refresh here. What's the origin of the name Keiko from Keeks? Keeks wants to make a mascot.
If I can believe the stories that I've heard, Keiko is the name of the whale that the movie Free Willy was based on.
I will put that into Google. Keiko whale. Yeah, it's an orca. You're right. Free Willy. Cool. So.
Okay.
You thought about the analogy, huh? Pilot, Echo.
I can't take credit for that one, sadly. I'm not actually. I'll have to go back to the team and find out who decided that was what it was called. But that sounds like something Bart might have dreamed up.
Okay.
In one of his fever dreams from coding for like 20 hours straight.
Yes, and you guys are based in the US, right? All of you? Or?
No, we're scattered all over.
Ah, all right. Sometimes I was like, why is Bart answering me? He should be sleeping now. But okay.
I think sometimes he just doesn't.
Okay. It's also an option.
Yeah.
Right. So please, guys, take care of your health.
We need you.
This has been a hard push, but I think we'll take some time to regroup after we've got you guys over the line. But yeah, it's sometimes you just have to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, still we are grateful for. I mean, I was in contact with Bart and he was getting you all in and said, okay, we can make it happen somehow. So grateful that you did.
Yeah, I remember the call when he told us your timeline, because we were close, and then he called us and he said, Nami would like to go on the 22nd, and there was a collective ooh. And but we, you know,
yeah,
we knew we could do it.
Managed. I mean, outstanding effort, and I think everyone holding his part in Fusion itself will be happy about the result, or should be, I believe.
Yeah, no, we're very happy, and we're very glad that we're able to now see fees from Pilot coming to Fusion stakers. That's been a big one for us.
Ah, yeah. So perhaps you can just tell me about this. I was reading, because there's two fees, right? One which is below the button, 0.5% withdrawal fee, and then there's the other one, right?
Right. So the withdrawal fee is based on the same premise as Orca's withdrawal fee for a successful liquidation, and that's that the user pays a 0.5% commission in the token that they are receiving. In your sales case, it'll be Nami, and that 0.5% is going to be split between Kuji stakers and Y Fusion stakers evenly, and then the sale creator in this case Nami receives a purchase denom, in this case USDC, and they pay you pay a 5% commission, which is split between Fusion stakers and Y Fusion stakers. Sorry, Y Fusion stakers and Kuji stakers. And those will be distributed through the various staking platforms. So yeah, very happy that we're gonna be splitting that. It's a big deal for us, and pretty excited to see how this roping in of the Fusion community is going to help drive more products to launch on Pilot.
Cool. I mean, I think it's a fair process and fair decision. So happy you took that one. So I would say, I don't see any more questions. So for today, we can leave the timer at 51 hours 46 minutes and take a look back, or another look tomorrow or on Thursday. We will see.
Indeed.
Okay, cool. Maybe a live spaces for the last half hour or something.
Oh yeah, definitely. We are thinking about that. Perhaps even longer. Let's see when we are in front of the.
We're gonna hold a marathon or whatsoever. Yes.
No. We have things to build.
Yeah, I mean, we can do live building. I mean, isn't that this Twitch community live building, whatever? So we could do that.
I think that would just be a fairly large amount of profanity. Just lots of swearing, lots of cursing.
Yeah, very probably. Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. It's been a pleasure, and thank you just once again to the Nami team for having the enthusiasm and the excitement you guys have brought to this process. It's really helped, especially pushing through some of the hard sections, and just being amazing and brave enough to go, cool, we'll be the first through the door. Really hats off to you guys.
Thank you
man, thank you for realizing with everything with us to your team and everyone. Yeah. Right, so okay people, then move your bits or not, or whatever you decide. we will hear us again.
Thank you guys, thank you. Your help has been amazing. Thank you guys.
No problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers,
bye.
Guys.
Ciao.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politician. lunatic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.